believers could see justice in Pakistan, young people are stepping up in the U.S. And do you have what it takes to be a champion? We've got how-tos and whys in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Remember the Muslim rampage in March on the Christian colony in Pakistan? The blasphemy case that triggered it is wrapping up in 2 days. Most of the survivors are still homeless. The case highlights the plight of believers living under that law.
Repeatedly, false charges have been used against people just to settle a score or just to take some property, whether or not there's any basis, in fact, to the charges at all.
The main problem is that the law is loosely written and open to interpretation.
Oftentimes, that is really the line. If someone was offended, it's not a defense to say, well, what I said was true, because the accusation is based on someone taking offense to what you said, not on the truth of what you said.
In the last month, 4 additional blasphemy cases have cropped up. Nettleton's quick to add that gospel work is coming into focus with Christmas around the corner.
The Voice of the Martyrs is involved in Pakistan in supporting the church, in providing Bibles, and encouraging the church to stand strong in their Christian faith.
Will you stand with them? We'll connect you at our website. Next, what does it take to stop you from sharing the hope of Christ? Would it take illegal detention or a police beating? Both? Open Doors USA reports a Christian man who was searched, beaten, and then sent to court for having religious materials in Uzbekistan. Believers face this persecution regularly as they share the gospel. Even owning a Bible or other Christian literature is a huge risk in that country. Pray that Uzbekistan believers would stand strong in Christ and keep sharing His word. The full story is at our website. This is Mission Network News. Gen Y is rising to the challenge of leadership with the help and training of Moses Incorporated, characterized by its selfishness. At the same time, the young people of this generation between the ages of 18 and 29 are also the most uniquely gifted to succeed at peer leadership. It's the reason Moses utilizes team directors and team shepherds on their trips. Program director Judy Vander Ark says,
when you invite them to apply for student leadership, they say, I don't think I'm ready for that. Sometimes with a little encouragement, they say, well, okay, I'll try it.
Moses trains the students to run the next trip. Leadership skills develop in the practicum of real life. Really, Vander Ark says the students rise to the level of expectation, and it's a biblical lesson that really hits home.
They're excited about it. They're proud of themselves. They feel like they've accomplished something. And the scripture that comes to mind is 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young. And I think our Lord set an example of that in looking at the children and seeing the potential in them.
Teams and training sessions are forming now. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, do you have what it takes to be a champion? How about a champion for children? Bethany Christian Services is empowering believers to speak up for vulnerable kids around the world. Bethany's Champion for Children program gives churches the resources they need to grow their orphan and adoption ministries. You can become a champion for a needy child by inspiring those around you to action. Find the hows and whys at missionnetworknews.org. And missionaries are confronting cultural norms in Peru's capital culture. Paul Weigert and his family are serving in Trujillo with the Mission Society. He says God's intentions for marriage and family clash sharply with Trujillo's reality. Men have different families in different cities. 14-year-olds are getting pregnant on purpose.
They're babies with babies. It's not for love. It's not for anything. It's just for the fact of someone who will take care of them, who will support them, who can provide food and shelter.
The Weigerts are sharing God's truth and love with this vulnerable population. Christ is introduced through Bible studies and discipleship. Sewing classes are giving young women new options.
The church provides the materials, and then as they make something, they sell it and give 10% back to the church.
Pray that God would keep opening eyes and hearts to the truth of His Word. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig & Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.